Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, good day. Welcome to Soul Purpose Tuesdays here on Master Griot Radio, a part of the NBBTA Internet Radio Live platform. So welcome. How's your day? How you doing? Good morning. This is Soul Purpose Tuesdays, and we're here to talk about soul purpose, its benefits of aligning with it, in this special discussion on social entrepreneurship. What's social entrepreneurship? Social entrepreneurship is entering into an entrepreneurial venture that your main goal, your success, is measured by your social impact. That's the basic gist of social entrepreneurship. Your success is measured by your social impact as opposed to just being measured by profit, meaning it is an entrepreneur venture, it is a business venture, thereby it is still a goal to make a profit and profit-driven, but, well, I wouldn't say profit-driven. Any good business wants to make a profit, because when you go into business to make money, that's a given, and it should always be a given for you. But it's driven by social impact, you know, because we say I could go out and buy some widgets at wholesale cost and sell it to people at retail cost. I have a business, it's an entrepreneurial venture, and I make money, I make a profit, as long as I cost my product properly. But that doesn't make, it's not social entrepreneurism, because there's no social impact, unless state that, well, instead of selling, you know, cars that burn regular gas and fumes that erode the air, I make a special passion to go out and find, you know, solar cars. And I really make them affordable, and because I want to get to people and make sure people can have access to solar cars that support the environment and doesn't erode. And at the same time, I may teach. And then through the manufacturers that I use, I may impact communities that way. Or just by selling the cars, I may go and teach. And when you get a car, you learn about the environment, going green, various options you have. And you do it in a way that's measurable. So say, okay, I have, people can buy the car, they can come by the website, they can learn these items, but how do I know whether or not they've learned? Well, one good example is it's a mythology that October Gallery is using, and you can check out October Gallery at www.octobergallery.com. But one mythology they use, they have a contest, and you win when you go to visit the blog, and then you have to come back and submit something that you learned from reading the blog. Everyone who submits something that they learned then has an opportunity to win a prize. You know, it's drawn randomly, but it's a measured way of judging how many people actually went. And not that they just went there, did they read the content? So, and you know, that's the main thing. We want people to actually absorb, because sometimes you can run contests or you can get hits, but hits doesn't mean they actually absorbed it, doesn't mean it was a human, it could have been a machine or a software program. So these are ways that people measure their advertisements, the work that they do, their marketing strategies. You put in different ways to measure it. So if your content thereby is stuff, knowledge, and all that people can learn about being green, you're teaching. And if you reach enough people, You're actually impacting minds and changing mindsets to healthier, and you are impacting society. So that's a quick example of a social impact that's still an entrepreneurial venture. Now, with sole purpose, other, you know, our first social impact, to be honest, and now it's something other people are going after, but I have to just applaud Nadine for being one of the first people that I've ever seen who made wellness so alluring, so popular, and, you know, just spread across the goal of wellness so many people with her first entrepreneurial venture. Might have been, not been her first entrepreneurial venture, but her first formal venture in a network marketing. And since then, I've seen Dove pick it up and other people pick it up, but I have to applaud Nadine as one of the first that I've seen to make it popular. But even in the first, the moment, well, really before you hit soul purpose, to the experience that you feel, you know, it's a company, one that reaches out to women and women of color particularly, and African-American women particularly, because it's just the truth that we are African-Americans, blacks, Africans living in America, however you want to state, we are disadvantaged. We are prejudiced against. We're still trying to convince certain people that we're human beings, because when we were brought over here, constitutionally said we were three-fifths of a man. So there's still generational thoughts that really don't seem to acknowledge us as full human beings. We do encounter these things all the time. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen real quick. I just want to give you our welcome. I just want to welcome you in. And with this welcome, you will see the various, you know, ways that we really welcome you in. So I'm going through here, working to find it, because they told me it was already on. So I'm just going to just let you know how we make you feel.
If we could, we'd ask you to come in and have a cup of tea. You notice the aromatic tea from Vietnam, sweetened with delicious organic honey from West Africa, and poured into the beautifully designed and comforting tea bowl from Japan. You might snuggle up to the soft throw from India on the couch. The conversation's so good, we light a couple of candles from the American Northwest. We'd become friends. We take care of each other. And with that particular gift women have, we make each other stronger, happier, better, and more beautiful. We like to bring you the world. We like to bring you joy. You deserve it. It's our sole purpose.
Yes. Now, sole purpose as a socially responsible direct selling company will define empowerment and support a fulfilling individual purpose and vision through the marketing of exquisite quality products illuminating body, beauty, style, and spirit, one person at a time. It is healthy to feel good. It is healthy to feel balanced. It is healthy to learn how to relax and de-stress. Stress is a major cause of illness and heart disease. And it is something necessary that we need to learn how to incorporate into our lives. We have become such a microwave society. We are so technology-bound that, to be honest, we've also become ruder. We're a rude society. We feel computers and technologies, you know, does not, we don't have to really engage people, feel people, get to the root of the person. And And what happens is we have kind of sheltered ourselves, restrained ourselves. We sit down at these computers, strain our eyes. Our bodies tighten up because we haven't stretched or different things. We're not outside as much, breathing the air and all. And these things are necessary to our wellness, to our being, to our psyche. So we just like to do things to remind you to remember that even if you're by a computer, you can experience the aromatherapy and its benefits. If you need to be rejuvenated, wonderful citrus, different fruits and aromas and essential oils there to excite you, whether you use it through our soy candles or through our wonderful essences, perfume essences, like our Brazilian Girls Club, our Zanzibar Girls Club. It's just a wonderful scent, nice and fruity, just perks you up, just makes you feel and smell delicious. But these things are just necessary, and they're good, and it works from the outside in. And that alone is a serious impact when your whole business, entire business, is about being well. And that's not considered a standard impact. But when your entire business is about being well and breeding healthier people, using organic products, paraben and sulfate-free, when that is your goal, you automatically produce a healthier society that has a healthier impact on the environment, and you change thoughts and mindsets in the way people move, and you literally raise up nations. So that alone is, I consider, social entrepreneurship and a social impact. Because we don't just sell a product. Understand, at sole purpose, it's not just selling the products. Okay, we get these nice organic paraben-free products, but it's about learning and product knowledge. You can't talk about someone's health or engaging them on any kind of wellness matter if you don't have certain knowledge base. So it is necessary. We have certificate training courses and teaching about wellness, teaching about entrepreneurism. Even there, again, is a new edge. We have certificate training courses. You learn because we want you truly to engage someone informed. And understanding what essential oils are, aromatherapy, and all of those different type things, what you do, you understand how you engage, you know, why you engage a person. And why would you recommend one product over another? They all smell good, but that's not a good enough reason. If you know you have someone here who has diabetes, who is diabetic, and you can engage them with products and a regimen that supports being healthier and supports their system in producing what it needs to produce, and it really supports their mindset in eating properly and exercising and energizing and consistency. These are all things that are necessary when you support them in that journey. Then that's important, and what you've made that person better, and you've helped educate them. You know, it's a support to their, you know, the program they have with their doctors and all. It's one more person telling them, yes, what they're saying is correct. But you're showing them how they can implement the change into their life and lifestyle, and it makes it easier. If someone is, you know, really tense and they need to relax, then you direct them in that way. Someone may have eczema, while someone may have oily skin. Based on their conditions and all, you make specific product recommendations that gives them to being well and whole, balanced. That's the goal. So that's why it's really important with sole purpose that we educate our business partners, that they're educated in wellness, educated in aromatherapy, educated and relaxation, because again, with stress is a major cause of disease, dis-ease, and illness, especially amongst women. And that we educate them on illnesses and things that do affect our communities, whichever community you come from. So we're educated about those things, and then we're educated about the products that can help support being balanced, whole, and well in all areas, from even from your hair to your feet, to your mind, to your spirit, just to look, you know. We also want to look good. We want to feel good. The teas we drink, again, it's food that's going into your system, and it should either be life-giving or life-robbing. But I still haven't gotten to the best point. And this is just in the structure of the company. We haven't even gotten to the Pacific projects. But Soul Purpose is designing Pacific projects that will be implemented at various phases, where we literally have social projects that we will be working on as a community, as business partners, really. But the structure of Soul Purpose also, the structure of Soul Purpose itself is empowering, in that in the creation of our products, we use various collectives from across the globe in the development of products. Who we choose to help make our products is a strategic decision, and it empowers women across the globe. We choose to go with women collectives and empower them and engage them with their gifts and talents. The honey that we use with our teas, that honey comes from West Africa. Shea butter from West Africa, teas from Korea, candles coming from the American Northwest, collectives of women who create these products, who provide us with the ingredients, who do the mixes. We engage these people, these communities, again, in entrepreneurial venture. It's as the Tamal said, teach a man. Give a man a fish, and he can eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, and he can eat for a lifetime. So as opposed to just giving someone something for a moment, we empower them by giving them a way to earn income and create a viable opportunity. So we don't just go buy a shea butter. We say, well, we're making products that use shea butter, so can we engage you? Can you make our shea butter? Can you provide us with the shea butter that we need for our products? Can you make our shea products? And so we engage them, and we're here as a community of business owners, and we're engaging communities of people. So as our business ownership increases and our customer base increases, therefore increases the entrepreneur opportunity. And we have a flowing economic circle. We have developed an economic engine where it's being recycled because we're from same communities, we have same interests, and we support same things. We engage people in entrepreneurial ventures that live where we live, that work where we work, that attend the schools that we attend, therefore have same interests and invest in those interests. That helps us grow. That becomes the recycling of dollars, which is necessary for any community or society to thrive. You must recycle dollars within your community. So Soul Purpose allows all of this to happen just by its purpose structure. It didn't so happen to happen that way. It was designed to be that type of structure, designed to be an empowerment tool, not just a job, not just a network marketing venture. It's not just that. It's much more. It is an entrepreneurial opportunity, and it's a social venture. And it's about making social impact, social change, empowering people, empowering communities, and empowering them to be healthy. There's certain elements that are necessary to functional communities, and I believe Soul Purpose embodies most of these elements. First, it is necessary that we feel connected to one another. Am I my brother's or sister's keeper? Yes. We don't have to live in the same neighborhood to be connected. We are connected through various likenesses. Our communities are connected. We have various ways that we're connected. And that responsibility to one another and connected to one another is not dictated by geographical region, but is dictated, especially in the African-American community, is dictated by we being defined by the world as black, Negro, Negro, whatever they choose, label they choose to plant on us. But we are defined by that. We're connected by that. That which makes us the only group of people in the world who has been so targeted and so dehumanized. So that gives us a connection. And we are our brother's keepers. Because we attend the same type of schools. If it's someone in my neighborhood and there's several people, there's schools in our neighborhood. And our children attend those schools, or our neighbors' children attend those schools, and these are the public schools. We have a few public schools in the area. You have a few charter schools, whatever. There are only but so many schools, and we know schools are important. We know education is important. We know certain causes are important, and these people in your community automatically support these things. So when you help empower someone through employment, through an entrepreneur venture, through just supporting them by using their services and all, this allows them, you know, the economic income to survive, to keep up their home. If you empower people and they can keep up their homes, therefore your property value raises. But if for some reason a person can't keep up their home and their home starts to deteriorate and goes down, it will affect the property value of your entire block. So this is the concept of recycling dollars and why it is so important within the community, because basically we're empowering people to be able to survive and keep things going. And the things that need to be kept going are our properties, property values. We need to keep our homes, own our homes, our schools and institutions. They're based off our taxpayer dollars, our public ones. And then, you know, we don't have adequate supplies and different things. So it is our monies and all that funded. But if we don't keep enough income within our communities, if we don't empower our communities, if we don't, you know, gather, your strength is in being connected. When you disperse and are separate, you could be here, could be here, could be there. We could be a whole bunch of rich people separately. But it's through our connectedness is where we gather strength. It's through our using these women connect collectives and doing business with them and or in the creating of our products. And then it's through the business partner community that we create. Then through the customer base and all that we create, we all become connected and we flow through each of us economic dollars. And there's a sameness to us where most people in these communities value education and will support educational institutions. They will support their communities. They understand the concept of communities and supporting and recycling of dollars. And we strengthen people. And that's just an awesome thing. I mean, there are just awesome business opportunities, and it's great to make money. Don't get me wrong. I love making money, and I love spending it. So if you can make it, then you go spend it. It's just such a rush to go shopping. I'm not going to lie. But if I can do those things and empower my community to be healthier physically, mentally, spiritually, as well as outwardly, look better, feel better, that is my choice. If I have a choice whether just making money or making money helping people, empowering people, making a difference, that's always my choice, to make a difference. And that's why we are given specific gifts and talents. We're given the tools that we need. From the dawn of time, we are purpose beings. And we've been given all the tools that we need to live and to manifest our purpose. And, you know, living means being economically viable. So we've been given the tools to do that through gifts and talents. So it's a strategic decision. And it's a strategic decision on the choice of Nadine Thompson, the founder and CEO of Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company, to structure this opportunity, to structure this venture in a way that empowers people from the onset. Whether you're at a lifestyle gathering, experience, engaging, and just, you know, loving the products. Whether you're that our special club member who loves getting the best quality for the best price and loves telling all their friends to do the same. Whether you are a business partner, you know, whether you're an entrepreneurial partner and building massive partnerships across the globe. Whether or not you are the collective that is working and creating the ingredients and part of the making of the products, whatever point at which you engage Soul Purpose, you will be empowered, even as a person that is sitting listening to this program. You are empowered. So what we need you to do is to go to www.soulpurpose.com. I need you to go there right now. That's www.soulpurpose.com. S-O-U-L. Engage the site. Click on every little part of the program. And then I want you to join us. Join us. Join me at soulpurpose.com. Click on the join us. Join our community. Click on the application. I'd like you to join us as a business partner and entrepreneurial partner. I want you to engage me in this venture of social entrepreneurism. So just click on join us. $99.95, that's the investment. You cannot beat it. And your investment pack will come to you. Your investment pack itself is worth $145. So you're already starting out with a bigger bang for your buck. So what you need to do is engage us at www.soulpurpose.com. Our number is 1746. 1746. When they ask you who's your sponsor, it's Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your guest for this moment in time here on Master Grill Radio. The number is the IBO number for JacquelineTaylor.com is 1746. That's an independent business owner. I'm actually engaged me on that level. 1746. Is the IBO number, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. So just, you know, type it in. You put 1746, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. It will come up. Either one, whichever one you put in, the information will come up. And then I want you to think about the day that you're ready to launch. Just get a date right in mind. We're going to launch our Soul Purpose business. You're going to let a few people know. You're going to attract customers, club members, you know, whichever way we can support people, whatever is the best way to engage them where they are, to empower them. I want you to help me to empower others as I continue. Professionals, all of those people in the beauty, hair care, spa, and holistic health industries, please, I have a special program for you, a free smart marketing workshop. I'm going to show you how to use Soul Purpose as a marketing tool. And we spoke about all these empowerments, which are definitely icing on a cake. But you have a retail establishment. I want to show you how to use that and all your existing resources to increase your current customer base, increase your warm market leads, to increase loyalty amongst your independent contractors and employees, and to them thereby empower them, and for continuing education purposes. So I'm going to show you how to use Soul Purpose as a marketing tool, and we're going to just talk about, you know, reallocating your marketing dollars, because generally, as in the newspapers, generally are not the best method and tool. I mean, they may get a person or two through the door, but cost per ad to sale, that ratio is just not working out. So I can show you how you can increase your activity and increase your sales and make your marketing dollars work for you triple fold. So just give me a call here at 1-888-846-9811 to schedule your smart marketing workshop. In the meantime, go to soulpurpose.com. IBO number is 1746. Click on Join Us and engage the community as an independent business owner. So go to soulpurpose.com. If you just find out about our products, products will be launching. You'll be ready to order really soon. I mean, the products have launched, and they just smell delicious. I'm sitting up here right now with the Zanzibar Girls Club essence all over me, and I'm just smelling good. I do. But just come, engage. Let's do this thing. It's all about using our gifts and talents to make a difference. Let's empower people. Let's empower communities. Let's measure it. So we're going to have a specific program with a specific goal. We want to identify our communities, and we want to have reportings, really, by July. You know, there's a business concept of Christmas in July. By July, you should have everything ready for your holiday season. So by July, I want us to be at a specific point and place and where we have already impacted specific people's lives, so that we can prepare in July for our holiday season. We want to have Christmas in July. So we need a specific number of people on board as business owners to affect a certain amount of people. And we need a specific number of club members on board so that we can affect a certain amount of people for the holiday season. So on the first Friday in December when I do my annual jazz, poetry, and pampering, it will be off the chain. And as opposed to me just doing it here in Philadelphia, we're speaking this truth, we will do it globally. So I need you, everyone, to come aboard. The opportunity is even open globally. We can make it happen for you. So no matter where you are, engage the Soul Purpose opportunity here on Soul Purpose Tuesday with Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. The IB number is 1746. Go to www.soulpurpose.com. We speak for you peace and love.